Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Farm goddess, agricultural princess, queen of all that moves. Nah, let's stick with Farm Babe. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
That's right, you stick with us. We've got a lot of food and fiber news coming your way on this Wednesday morning. I am Farm Director Pam Youngke. Stick around, we're visiting with both an instructor and a student at Badger High School down in Lake Geneva. They are forming their careers to be a part of the culinary industry. And that's good news for Wisconsin agriculture, we'll explain. We're also bringing you an update on this erratic weather that we've been experiencing in Wisconsin this spring. It has cost one of our Wisconsin wine producers their entire crop. Details on that on the way. This weather cooling down today, that's for sure. We are going to see partly sunny skies, but daytime highs today only around 66 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine, and again, 66 degrees. Friday, we'll bounce up to 74 under partly sunny skies. Saturday, 78. Sunday, 81 degrees. And then when we get into next week, we are well into the 80s. I'll let Stu Mock, our ag meteorologist, tell you more about that. He's on the way in about 15 minutes.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
No producer wants to wake up to a sick animal, and I know firsthand. BioVet is your solution for healthier animals. A lot of care and a good dose of science goes into every formulation so you can minimize problems and keep your livestock out of the hospital pen. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, founder of BioVet. Microbials and nutritional support, that's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Perhaps the most important thing a person can do for themselves is take care of their mental well-being, whether it is with adults or children. Maintaining a healthy mind is key to a fully healthy lifestyle.
I'm Charity Seebecker from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison.
Mental health has always been a key part of the agriculture community, but it wasn't always talked about. Susan Springer, founder of Suicide Prevention Southwest Wisconsin, provides insight into how mental health and agriculture come together and how to handle farm stressors such as farm succession.
Mental health has always been in our ag community, but we've never talked about it. We've never touched on it because our parents never taught us about it because their parents never taught them. A lot of times the chemicals the guys are using out in the fields, that can affect, it can get through your skin, you can breathe it in, and it can affect their brain, which will cause depression, which can at times turn into suicide. They never get away from the farms. Where they live and where they work, it is constantly on the farm, so it's always on their mind. So they never get a break from it. They're exposed to mold. Mold exposure, environmental stuff, can also cause depression, which will lead to suicide. Heavy metals in our bloodstream, especially if you're from mining community. I know I'm from Inner Point in Southwest. They have a lot of mines there, so it's in our dirt, it's in our water, it's in our soil.
What is the demand like that you're seeing through your coalition of people searching for resources and support?
Luckily, it's getting a lot better. When I first started in 2014, it was pretty low and it was very stigmatized to even talk about suicide. Now I have to say people are reaching out. They're hitting our website a lot more. They're looking for resources. They're looking for phone numbers, places to go, what they can do for themselves or friends or family. So people are actually reaching out more. They're getting involved. We do a lot of fundraisers. We do a memorial walk. We do some active grieving stuff. And people are wanting to get involved. So that's exciting.
When it comes to people reaching out, are you seeing it more adults, more youth, or can you kind of give me a little bit of the demographic or backgrounds of these people who are reaching out and ending that stigma?
I have to say I'm pretty proud to say it's all demographics. Of course, the younger generation reaches out because they're in a whole different generation and they don't have the stigma as much. I mean, they do, and they're still exposed to it. And the younger farmers, the younger ones still have that stigma of, oh, I got to be tough and I can't talk about it. But once they realize it's actually being stronger to reach out and ask for help, it takes more courage to do that. I do have to say the younger generation feels easier to do it. Although with our older generation, they're starting to see the effects. They're learning from the younger ones, if they want to admit it or not. They're learning that they need to talk about it. They need to reach out for help. And it actually is a relief and they feel better when they ask for help and get help. So it kind of goes through all the demographics. We still have the stereotypes we need to break down. It does not mean you're weak if you ask for help. It does not mean that you can't take care of your business. And if you put your nose to the grindstone and just keep working and ignore everything, that's not going to help. And people are starting to learn that. And that's pretty exciting for me.
So when somebody reaches out, can you take me through that process of they're reaching out to you guys? How are you helping them? Or how does that call go? Or what does that format look like?
That's a scary part for most people, just taking that first step. Now, there's the basic call for the suicide hotline. The national hotline is 988. And what they do is they'll call in, or a family member can call in on behalf of a friend or family member. And they call in and they get a 24-hour hotline. There's people and they'll just talk to them. They're going to ask them their name. They're going to ask them their birth date. They might even ask them if they have insurance. And people get turned off by that. But what they need to know that for is, if they need to send an ambulance, if it's somebody's in the act of suicide and they need to actually send them help, they want to get them to a hospital that covers their insurance. So that's not one more stressor for them. But they can also call the Farmer Center, which is an 800 number. It's 800-942-2474. And you can talk to actual farmers. And it's through the Wisconsin Department of Ag. They have people that can talk to about finances, about your farming, and just stressors, everything there is. And they'll just talk to you. And they can even come out to your farm if you want them to. They can come in person and sit down at the kitchen table and talk to you. There's also a Rural Concern Hotline, which is out of Iowa. But it's another great resource. It's 800-447-1985. And it's run by Farmers for Farmers. So they know what you're going through. And what's really nice about reaching out to these hotlines, you can do it while you're driving around in your truck. You can do it in the field in your tractor. Nobody even has to know. And you can reach out and talk to somebody and get some real help.
Another really hard and stressful time on farmers is when they're in the process of transitioning that farm to the next generation. What can they do to kind of be prepared to make that easier on them and their mental health going through it? How can they navigate that?
I think the easiest way to make it the transition to the younger generation getting it is, I think they really have to take into account the workload and the amount of staff or help you have, because I think they really need to consciously make time for themselves. And if that's to take time for the family and once a year take a vacation, take some time off. And I know that that is a really big buzzword for farmers, is to take a vacation and take time off. I know you don't do it. But even if it is, take an afternoon off and relax, go fishing, just take time for yourselves. That has to be budgeted in when you're looking at all aspects of running the operation. And also just make sure that the older generation, let them know that it's okay for the younger generation to ask them for help. But then as the older generation, we can't condemn them and tell them they're doing it wrong. We have to let them know that we support them and we're looking for more resources or different things that they need to do. But we can't condemn. We're still in this all together. And then for the older generation, you've just went from working 24/7, living at your workplace, and you're going to be thinking, what am I going to do with all my time right now? Well, you have to think about, what did you used to really enjoy doing? Maybe as a teenager or as a, you know, young adult, what did you and maybe your spouse used to do for fun? Then you need to start doing it again. You need to get back into something that you enjoy, that makes you happy and makes you smile. Because if you don't, you're just going to drive yourself crazy and be like, what am I going to do with all my time?
How important is it to have your youth or teens at the table when you're having these conversations? Whether that's farm struggles, financial, transitioning the farm, whatever it may be, how should those look to really make sure you're taking into consideration their mental health?
Well, the teens, if we like to admit it or not, they got their thumb on the pulse of the social media and new and interesting things coming out. They also have been raised in a generation at school and just in their environment to be more relaxed when it comes to mental health. They do have the stigmas, but it's not as strong as the older generation and mid-generation, I'd say, even from the 30s and older. And this younger generation, they are our future farmers. They are the ones that will be coming up with our new creative ways to sustain our farms and to keep them going. And I think it's extremely important to have them at the table and to listen to them while they're there. Not just have them there and talk down to them, but listen to them. Listen what they have to say. Take into account. Weigh your pros and cons. And then talk through it, because that's the only way they're going to learn is from our masters, who are our elders.
If there are adults or youth or anybody who maybe is on the fence of reaching out, what tips would you give them to just take that leap and get the help that they maybe need?
I would just always say, go get the help. Make the phone call. You can do it confidentially. You don't have to go into a therapist. You can make these phone calls to 988, which is the Suicide National Hotline, or like I mentioned before, the Farmer Center or the Rural Concerns Hotline, completely confidential. Now that we have laptops and iPads and a lot of the computers are also in the cabs of these really nice new tractors, they can do online support groups. They can do online therapy. They can listen to, there's podcasts out there that can be positive podcasts that they can access right now in the privacy of their own vehicles that nobody else needs to know about. And even a little mindfulness, I know that's kind of funny and people might not even know what that is. Mindfulness is really just kind of breathing, taking some deep breaths, slowing down, really meditating a little bit. That can be done sitting in the cab of your truck while you're waiting for the grain to get unloaded. I mean, it can be done for 5-10 minutes and it'll just slow down your heart rate, kind of calms you down a little bit, and it's really healthy for you and nobody needs to know you're doing it.
That was Susan Springer, founder of Suicide Prevention Southwest Wisconsin. If you are in need of help, call 988 or go to suicide-swwi.org to find needed resources.
From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Are you a non-union construction tradesperson proud of what you do? Did you know you're worth so much more than what you're bringing home today? Put the power of LIUNA Union Labor to work for you. When you join LIUNA, you get the pay you deserve, plus pension and health care benefits above and beyond your compensation. That's zero deductions for pension and health care benefits with LIUNA, because you're worth it. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org/join.
You can hear the corn grow. You can smell healthy soil after a good rain. And you know when your livestock are healthy and when they're not. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's productivity and profitability as much as you do. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, founder of BioVet. Microbials and nutritional support, that's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Tom Spitz
and David Fink of Settlers Bank. We make it easy to access the bankers you know.
Bankers who listen to your goals.
Then offer expert advice and solutions that simplify even the most complex financial matters.
Virtually or in person, we're here when you need us. To learn more, stop by or visit SettlersWI.com.
Settlers Bank, timely decisions, people you know.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Preston from Window World. Today's story comes to us from a frustrated homeowner. Mother Nature was crafty, her plan was plotted. My windows are drafty, they're broken and rotted. I need new windows installed the right way. I want the best quality and can't overpay. Window World's process was easy and seamless. Best decision ever. Boy, I'm a genius.
Window World.
Call Window World today and be your story's hero.
If Mary had a little lamb, you can bet she'd talk to her about it. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Stick around. I'm going to bring up Mary and that little lamb again later this morning. Right now, it's time to pivot and talk to you about what's coming our way weather-wise, what's happening out there right now. It's brought to you courtesy of our friends at Compeer Financial. Stumach Ag Meteorologist along with us. Yeah. definitely a change of temperature that we're going to notice right away this morning.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a little cooler today and stay that way, especially on through tonight. I'm looking up to northeast Wisconsin, Pam, and oh, you don't want to hear it.
Uh-oh.
Up near International Falls, the UP border, tonight they have a freeze warning.
Oh, no. Serious.
And as far south, yeah, as far south as Rhinelander, Anago, and over toward Marinette, Menominee, they have a frost advisory in effect for tonight.
You know, that's, and I'm not glad you brought it up, but it is pertinent because coming up later in the show, we're going to talk about what this crazy weather has done to one of our most popular winemakers in the state, too. So everybody's going to have to maybe think about protection. Now, like you said, those frost advisories, freeze advisories, kind of north of Highway 29, right?
Way north of Highway 29. So up there at the UP border. But that's a sign we are going to get some cold air almost everywhere. And temperatures, especially tonight, will be a lot cooler than we'd expect when our normal nighttime lows should be in the low 50s, from about 50 to 53. That's a normal low. We'll be about 10 degrees colder than that tonight. Low 40s or maybe a stray upper 30 to pop up here and there. It is going to be cooling off today and tonight. That's the big time to worry about. After that, we turn it around. Temperatures begin to moderate, not all that quickly, but warming up nicely back into the 60s Thursday and then 70s Friday. And the weekend sounds a whole lot warmer and way nicer, no doubt there. A cool front's dropping through out of the north today. Currently lines up from southeast North Dakota through Minnesota, central Wisconsin. It drops south today. No worry about rain. There's some scattered light rain up in north central Minnesota. That's about all. Nothing else to really talk about. There'll be just a cooler, breezy situation. Winds becoming northeast today, tonight, become east and then southeast on toward the end of the week. Like I've said, cool this morning, staying even cooler tomorrow morning, and then slowly and surely turning it around. But I do anticipate it should stay dry, sunny, and very fine for the weekend. Fantastic for our new crops, for guys getting haymaking going. This works out to be a pretty good spell as it dries down and sounds very fine. In fact, right now, I'd say right through Memorial weekend, we probably stay on the dry side with above normal temperatures right through the weekend. Sounds like a good plan, a great time to get things done. I'll have forecast details right after
this. What is a holiday weekend made for but Bavaria Brats? Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here for Judy and the crew. A busy bunch now at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Remember that retail store open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5. But they're making your dreams come true online. BavariaSausage.com or Bavaria Sausage on Facebook. And guess what? Good news continues. 10% off everything in the store except those items already on sale. When you check out, just use the phrase thanks with an X. THANX, and you're saving 10% on mouth-watering brats and really anything that you want to offer this holiday weekend. If you don't want to buy a lot, but you'd like to keep all your guests happy, how about a pound of smoked bratwurst, smoked Polish, Cajun brats, Kiri Nürnberger, and Nürnberger brats? Wide selection to keep everybody smiling through the holiday weekend. Check it out online, BavariaSausage.com, Bavaria Sausage on Facebook. All righty, buddy, let's have that forecast.
All right, the Compeer Financial Ag Weather Forecast. Partly sunny skies today, even more sun further west and south in the state. And I look for temps in the mid or upper 60s, about the most we can hope for, with the northeast winds 5 to 15, gusting to 30, stays breezy for today. Partly cloudy overnight, we fall to the low 40s. With the northeast winds 5 to 15. Partly sunny tomorrow, even more sun developing throughout the day. A little nicer, mid-60s, with east winds at 5 to 15. Friday, more sunny skies up into the 70s. Call it low or mid-70s, if you will. East winds about 5 to 10. Upper 70s Saturday, Pam. Southeast winds, not too big of a deal. And then 80s Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Yeah. And it looks to me like it stays sunny.
Yeah. So like you said, once we turn the corner, then she's going to be full on spring-like weather. But man, that is alarming. Like you said, even getting into the low 40s in Madison for the next 48 hours or so, that's a little alarming.
Yeah, that's 10 degrees below normal without even trying. So it is a cool little break we have coming up, certainly tonight and into Thursday night.
All right, buddy. We'll catch up with you tomorrow and see where we stand, all right?
All right. See you then.
Stumach, our ag meteorologist, with the weather details that you're looking for. And, you know, cautionary details at that. If you've got sensitive plants or anything like that, you might want to, you know, just take some precautions going into tonight. And like you said, right on through into Thursday. Yikes. Don't forget, you can use your talk text line and tell me what's going on in your backyard. 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Your forecast brought to you courtesy of Compeer Financial, your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. Find more at compeer.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
It's as simple as 1-2-3, friends. Buy your farm and ranch trucks from a certified agriculture dealership. Get $30,000 back in farm supply savings through AgPack. That's a 60% return on a $50,000 truck. Just go to agtrucktrader.com, register for your unique AgPack ID number, good to use at any certified ag dealer in the country for as many trucks as you want, and then search the inventory of only certified ag dealers all in one spot. agtrucktrader.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us. We work around it and we live around it every day. And we just become desensitized to what's around us.
We go through safety training and, you know, we try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen, but you just never know.
There are so many farmers that I think take for granted all of the underground utilities that are there.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
I mean, we kind of know what's out here, but all at the same time, you just always call.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Whether you're installing drain tile or doing any sort of digging, always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked and have the depth confirmed. That's farming with care. But if a line does get damaged, go somewhere safe and call 911.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
Exteriors, just pick up the phone and let us leave a legacy on your home. Roofing, windows, gutters, siding, and decks. Can Legacy do it? You bet. Better prices, better warranties. Legacy always makes it easy. Go to legacy-exteriors.com. Legacy Exteriors, just pick up the phone and let us leave a legacy on your home.
While you spent a lot more time around your home the last couple of years, you may have noticed a few things you'd like to have spruced up. Sign up for W.E. Davies Handyman membership, and they'll help you stay ahead of the maintenance and repairs with a professional result.
Boycott putting things off. W.E. Davies & Sons Remodeling brings a fresh perspective to your building project. We're a local family business with services from handyman fixes to living space upgrades. For stunning, transformative results, visit wedaviesremodeling.com.
You can't change the price of gas or groceries, but you can change the amount of your energy bill. Benjamin Plumbing is now a certified dealer of Rinnai tankless water heaters, the number one tankless water heater in North America. They're up to 40% more energy efficient and provide endless hot water. Stop wasting tons of energy keeping 40, 50, even 75 gallons of water hot day and night with your old water heater. Call Benjamin Plumbing today and learn more about the new state-of-the-art, energy-efficient Rinnai tankless water heaters, including a factory-extended warranty. Save money with endless hot water for your home with a new Rinnai water heater from Benjamin Plumbing.
Hi, Dale Benjamin with Benjamin Plumbing. When we say your plumbing problem is fixed, we mean it. No excuses, I guarantee it. Contact Benjamin Plumbing at BenjaminPlumbing.com.
Now you've got a friend in the plumbing business.
Benjamin Plumbing.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
I see the Bucks narrowing a group of top candidates for the head coaching search. Nick Nurse, Kenny Atkinson of Golden State, his assistant, and Toronto's assistant, Adrian Griffin. Who jumps out of that list for you? These coaches will be part of a final conversation with Milwaukee leadership this week.
Well, selfishly, I really like Kenny Atkinson. It's not a name that has gotten a lot of run. It's been a lot of Monty Williams and all bunch of like Ty Lue, and even Doc Rivers at some point last week was seemingly the choice. I don't remember who reported, if it was Chris.
He was like a sneaky candidate or something like that.
Yeah, whatever language was used. They always use the most interesting specific words. But I really like Kenny Atkinson. I loved him in Brooklyn. I loved that Brooklyn team that he coached. And then that team broke up for Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, and then they brought in Steve Nash. And since he's been an assistant in Golden State, so a very flexible, a very, I would say, innovative coaching staff in Golden State, and that they'll change things up and they'll adjust and they'll really kind of fly by the seat of their pants in the postseason. A lot of that was Steve Kerr, but Atkinson's been on that staff, so I like him. The Nick Nurse, Adrian Griffin combo is interesting to me. I think they really like some of the things that Nick Nurse does, but I don't think a lot of people love Nick Nurse. I think he's a little bit abrasive, and I don't know if he always comes across the best, and I think that's come out in his relationship and the dynamic with some of his teammates and players. I think Adrian Griffin is, we want Nick Nurse, but we don't want Nick Nurse specifically, so we're going to take his top lieutenant, a guy who's been an assistant for a long time. He's been, kind of been on this path and started his coaching career in Milwaukee as an assistant a little over 10 years ago, so I would be cool with any of the three choices. I would prefer either Griffin or Atkinson.
Yeah, I remember you early on in the, once Budenholzer was fired, being like, no to Nick Nurse, no to Nick Nurse. Did you come around to it a little bit then, yeah, Grant?
I mean, look, if he has, you know how it goes. If it ends up being the coach, I'm going to come around to it because he'll be our guy. And I'm not going to sit around and whine and be miserable all the time. I think they could do better than Nick Nurse. Adrian Griffin is maybe a little bit more of a risk, because he hasn't been a head coach, but I think there might be more upside there. And Nick Nurse is a defensive coach. The defense hasn't been the issue for the Bucks in big moments and in fourth quarters of big games. They lost themselves on offense, so they need a guy to address that, and I just don't think Nick Nurse is that guy.
I was reading that the Bucks are thinking of they're going to pay the luxury tax again and bring back Chris Middleton and was player option, and Brooke Lopez as well. You like bringing back kind of the gang again for Giannis?
Well, it's either you bring those guys back or you kind of are left with nothing, because you can't let Chris Middleton and Brooke Lopez go and then turn around and use that money on other players. That's not how NBA contracts work. So what I think is the best case scenario, and it's still not great, is you sign Brooke Lopez to a deal that everyone likes. I think maybe there's a way in which Brooke Lopez wants to be back in Milwaukee, maybe isn't willing to take less, but is very much willing to work with the team to figure out a contract that works. And then I think you bring back Chris Middleton on the deal that he commands, and then maybe in a year or two, if you're feeling like you need to move on and you need to change things up, then you look to deal him. His value is not that high anyways, and signing trades are really hard to do. So I think the best case scenario is keep Chris Middleton, keep the asset, and then if you need to revisit in a year, revisit in a year. But if you don't bring him back this offseason, you're essentially left with nothing, and that's less than ideal to just let a valuable asset go and a great teammate of Giannis go with no way to replace his production at all.
Grant, on the Western Conference Finals, Jokic company, Nuggets, punched their ticket. They sweep the Lakers. LeBron's like feigning retirement, yada, yada, yada. What did you think of the series and the Nugs getting in to the championship round?
Well, I watched plenty last night because the Brewers fell by. I don't even know what happened with the Brewers. I sat down and they were, what was it, a 2-1 game? And then I looked up at some point and it was like 4-1. And then I actually took a couple-minute break and come back, and then it was 10-1. I'm like, well, okay. So I'm going to watch basketball. and Jokic is unbelievable. The Nuggets are really good, and it just kind of seems like their year, which is awesome. Great for them. LeBron was brilliant last night. LeBron was so good last night. Nobody was hitting shots. Anthony Davis didn't have a great game, so the Lakers end up losing. LeBron, I wondered when we were going to get this Evo. Right? Like, nobody thinks LeBron is retiring, but now we've entered the point in his career where he can mention it on his way out the door every year, which I think is just great for debate. I mean, come on. How much run did we get out of Rodgers almost retiring for 2 or 3 years?
Oh, go back to that. Brett Favre before that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. LeBron was unbelievable last night. It's too bad for him that none of his teammates were.
What about tonight then, Grant? Celtics, Heat, Jimmy Buckets and company?
If you need to know about farming, then you need to know Pam Jahnke. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Yes, it is. And it is the 24th day of May. Today, we're looking for partly sunny skies, 66 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 66 before Friday. Headed into Memorial Weekend, we'll bounce up to 74 degrees. 24th day of May. On this day, back in 1830, Mary Had a Little Lamb is published. Sarah Josepha Hale was the poet that wrote that poem, one of the best-known English-language nursery rhymes, published on this day back in 1830, Mary Had a Little Lamb. On this day in 1970, engineers started drilling the world's deepest hole. The Koala Super Deep Borehole got to an unsurpassed depth of more than 40,000 feet before the project was abandoned due to a lack of funding. Now, I don't have any explanation as to why they were drilling this hole or what they did after the funding ran out, but they started it on this day back in 1970. On this day in 1963, Barbara Streisand performed Happy Days Are Here Again at a White House press correspondents' dinner and met U.S. President John F. Kennedy. That happened on this day back in 1963. And happy birthday to Priscilla Presley, who is 78 years young. And now you know, it's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. You know where to find them, don't you? Online, steffesgroup.com. That's S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com. Or pick up the phone and give them a call, toll free, 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. As usual, our man Ashley Hune from the Steffes Group joining us as we get ready to start enjoying June Dairy Month here in Wisconsin. For you guys, it's everything kind of blurs. You've got some big auction items coming up today, don't you?
Yeah, we do. So today there's four rings. It's one of two we do every month. And so do want to take a look at that. I know there's 117 auctions on our website right now, but this one in particular that ends today has quite a number of late model front wheel assist and loader tractors. So definitely take a look at that. A bunch of older four wheel drives on there. But for May, Pam, it's exceptionally large. And I think a lot of that's due to the long winter we had and people not getting in the shed. So we're seeing unprecedented activity here in May.
Yeah, and I'm just taking a look at the rings. As he said, they've got four that are going to be closing today at steffesgroup.com. And literally, whatever you're looking for, one ring or another should have an option for you, shouldn't it, Ashley?
Yeah, truly. There's something for everybody on there. And then, you know, we set in our new dates for our construction auction. We got one closing this month on the 31st, and then it's going to be staggered in August, October, and December. So those will be very large construction auctions from all over the Midwest.
Yeah, bringing it all together. And, you know, although it's not necessarily Ashley's area, but I do want to remind you to check back from time to time. I know we've got First Cutting Hay that has gotten cut for a lot of folks in Wisconsin, but if you're looking for hay, that's another one of those, like we said, something for everyone. Your quality-tested hay auctions pop up from time to time, too, on site.
Yeah, we do those twice a month, the second and fourth Tuesday of every month right here on site. Dairyland Labs actually comes to our facility with their NIR machine. They test the hay, you know, exactly what you're buying. And, you know, that's been a just steady business for us. It's not huge by any means, but you'd be surprised of how far the hay comes and how far the hay goes once it's sold.
Well, yeah, and Ashley and I, before we started this conversation, talking about erratic weather, if some people had some of the rains that you and I were talking about off air, they may be looking for supplemental feed till they can get something harvested on their own. Again, folks, remember, as always, you can find this information at steffesgroup.com. That's steffesgroup.com. Pick up the phone and call them, 800-726-8609. And you're still looking for people to submit pictures for your contest at Steffes Group, too, huh?
Yep, we still got the rest of this week for that. And, you know, also, if you're looking for something to do on your phone, please download that app so you can check out all the sold prices.
Absolutely. Again, like you said, it's all available in one spot online, steffesgroup.com, steffesgroup.com, or call them 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewn along with us from the Steffes Group.
It's as simple as 1-2-3, friends. Buy your farm and ranch trucks from a certified agriculture dealership. Get $30,000 back in farm supply savings through AgPack. That's a 60% return on a $50,000 truck. Just go to agtrucktrader.com, register for your unique AgPack ID number, good to use at any certified ag dealer in the country for as many trucks as you want, and then search the inventory of only certified ag dealers all in one spot. agtrucktrader.com.
Wisconsin's weather has been unpredictable this spring, and unfortunately that has cost one of our Wisconsin wine producers their entire crop. Philippe Cocard from Wollersheim Winery in Prairie du Sac explains.
On the early budding cultivar, and most of our reds right here on 30 acres are early budding reds, and we lost 80 to 90% of the crop, and the whites being later budding a cultivar, meaning that the buds were a lot smaller, a lot tighter. So most of the whites did a lot better than the reds.
Oh, tough news from Philippe Cocard, owner and operator of Wollersheim Winery in Prairie du Sac. He says no wine sales will be affected this year because the harvest is done a year ahead of time. But next year, there won't be any of their estate wines available. So buy them while you can.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Gear up for spring with a trip to Blaine's Farm and Fleet. We've got an unbeatable selection of products to keep your projects moving along. Like a GPI 12-volt, 8 gallons per minute transfer pump. It's $299.99. Pick up a 1,000-pound capacity swivel jack from Kurt. On sale, $59.99. Rewards members pay $54.99. Stay organized with a welded storage rack from Edsel, priced at $299.99. And select 5-quart jugs of Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil in assorted grades, now $29.99.
Live life to the fullest. You hear that all the time, but it's easier said than done when you're in pain, right? QC Kinetics is in the business of giving people back their quality of life and providing much-needed relief for chronic joint pain. And not just providing that relief, but doing it in the most non-invasive way possible, using regenerative treatments from your body's own natural biologics. Where is your joint pain? In your knees, hips, shoulders, or back? Well, QC Kinetics concentrates these impactful treatments right at the source of your pain, directly applying healing properties where you need them the most. And best of all, you walk into the office and walk right out after treatment. No surgery, no downtime, and patients are raving about the results. So, what does living life to the fullest look like for you? Finally, being able to play golf, hike, walk your dog, enjoy time with your family, whatever it is, don't wait one more day. Get started today with a call to QC Kinetics for your complimentary consultation. 608-319-1750. That's 608-319-1750. Again, 608-319-1750.
The nightmare of working with some contractors is much like being on a bad date. They totally wreck your bathroom, swindle you out of a ton of money, then disappear into the dark of night. Swipe left. Actuate Improvement is a full-service design and remodeling company who completes the job as promised, is cost-conscious, then leaves you with a sweet thank you note. Swipe right, and let's get the conversation started with a free consultation. ActuateLLC.com. Design, create, actuate.
You bet she thinks your tractor's sexy. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
It's time again for Checkoff Chats. Of course, that's conversation brought to you courtesy of your beef Checkoff dollars. And dairy farmers, don't forget that involves you as well. Want to follow along? Don't forget, May is Beef Month in Wisconsin. You can find recipes, stories about our Wisconsin beef producers, nutrition information, and more at beeftips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. Also happy to have along for the ride our friends from the Equity Cooperative Livestock, proud sponsors of these Checkoff Chats. You can find out more about what they've got going on with marketing address systems at equitycoop.com. Now, we're having some fun today. We are going to catch up with some of the remaining high school students and teachers that are around and talk a little bit about a program that you may or may not be aware of in Wisconsin. It's basically an opportunity for young people to work on their culinary school skills before they leave school and even compete. And it's partly sponsored by the Wisconsin Beef Council and your Checkoff dollars. Jamie Lutz is joining us today from the Badger High School down in southern Wisconsin, where the ProStart program has been fairly well established. Jamie, tell me a little bit about what you're doing curriculum-wise, how ProStart has become a part of your program.
Yes, the ProStart program allows students to not only further their culinary skills, but also their restaurant management skills. And so our students do culinary competitions, they do restaurant management style competitions with the program, and it allows them to really explore what it's like to work in the industry. They have skills checklists, and they're highly encouraged to go and work in the industry and complete a number of skills before they even leave high school, and they can earn free college credit for some of these classes.
You know, and I'm happy that the Wisconsin Beef Council is a strong supporter of the ProStart program. Being in Lake Geneva, I've got to believe that there's probably some high demand on students that come through your class.
Oh, absolutely. I have chefs calling me year-round from the local restaurants wondering who I've got. They want my most skilled kids. They want a piece of the action that's going on here at the high school. They recognize the value of the ProStart program because those employees who come in having gone through these classes are ahead of the game when it comes to other high school students.
Give me a little sense on the investment in the ProStart program at Badger High School. Give me a visual. Do you have kitchens? What kind of sophisticated equipment do these kids have access to? Like you mentioned, they're not just back of the house, they're front of the house. Tell me a little bit about the actual infrastructure you try to create at Badger High School.
Yes, we do have a full commercial kitchen that a lot of chefs in the area walk in and they can't believe how nice it is, and they drool a little bit when they see all the space we have. So yeah, my students are using convection ovens. They're using steamers. We are using everything that they have in the industry so they get a real feel for what it will be like to go work at some of our area resorts that have all that stuff there. We have a hospitality room where they learn how to do front of the house skills, taking orders, mm-hmm. making suggestions to guests, mm-hmm. interacting with guests, that sort of thing. They do some menu design, menu planning. We really try to train them in all aspects. And, you know, here in Lake Geneva, we are so blessed because we have so many amazing restaurateurs in the area who also see the value in the program, and they offer to help train students. They offer to be our coaches for our culinary and management ProStart teams. They even offer us discounted product, because food can be a little bit expensive mm-hmm. when you're practicing mm-hmm. with it. So we have some amazing partners here in Lake Geneva, and one of those is Lake Geneva Country Meats is great about helping us save on costs when it comes to beef. And, we get a lot, when we do our stock unit, we're making beef stock, they give us the bones. Mm-hmm. And so our students get to work with a lot of amazing product because of all the wonderful partnerships we have here in Lake Geneva, whether it's Lake Geneva Country Meats, the Grand Geneva, Simple Bakery. Like, this community I've noticed really reaches out to the students because they know these students are the future of their industry.
Boy, that's for sure. Jamie Lutz is along with us. She's the ProStart educator at Badger High School in Lake Geneva, one of the programs that's supported by the Wisconsin Beef Council and your beef checkoff dollars is ProStart. Tell me about the attraction from the students. How many students are you generally trying to handle, Jamie? Is the classroom experience one thing and then ProStart competition another? Give us a little sense of dynamics.
Yeah, so our students here at Badger High School have to go through our beginning level courses. as freshmen and sophomores. So our like our Foods 1 and Foods 2 classes. And then after they've done well in those, they have to actually apply to be in the Pro Start program because it's known so well here at Badger as being a high-end program. And, you know, these kids are earning college credits for taking these classes. So, you know, I have some really smart kiddos coming through these classes. And then, yeah, the culinary competition and management competition portion, they actually have to try out to be on the team. And after they do their tryouts, they usually make a little dish and we judge them on how well their dish turned out, how fast they were able to make it, how accurate they were able to cook it. Did it taste good? Did it look good? And then they're on the team. And then we start planning and we look at things like, do we want to go for the best beef trophy the Wisconsin Beef Council offers every year? In the last 2 years, we chose to do that. Just because it was a unique opportunity that was offered by the Wisconsin Beef Council. And we won it this these last 2 years. So my student who won it, she was the one making the beef dish the last 2 years that we won it. So she does an amazing job, you know, watching her product, examining her product, knowing when the product's going to turn out just by looking at the cup before she even cooks it. She's like, oh, this one's going to be a good one. Or, oh, I noticed this steak is a little more fatty on the edges. And she just, she's one of those kids that's going to go really far someday with her. She just has a natural talent, natural skill for cooking. So,
Jamie Luch, she is the teacher with ProStart, a program that lets students try to get that hands-on learning before they graduate. She's at Badger High School in Lake Geneva. Now, that student that she was talking about is named Yasmin Binion. She's a senior at Badger High School in Lake Geneva, and she is the gal that has been really dominating some of the ProStart competition on behalf of Badger High School for the past couple of years. Yasmin, thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit about why you got involved with Mrs. Lutz's class and what leads you to be involved with the ProStart competition.
So I kind of just felt very drawn to some of the cooking classes at school because I've loved cooking ever since I was very young, whether it was helping out in the kitchen or just doing what I could. But I kind of started with some of the food classes that my school provides, and then I worked my way up to culinary. But I just really loved the kind of like freedom aspect that the classes provided, and it's definitely expanded my knowledge.
Yeah, right. And that's part of the reason why we're visiting with you guys, the Wisconsin Beef Council, happy to be a sponsor of the ProStart competition. And you have really focused in on that best of beef category the past couple of years. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, we're very thankful that Lake Geneva Country Meats has provided meats for us for so long. And so last year we did a short rib, and this year we decided to do a ribeye. And I don't know, I just find myself being drawn more towards meats because it's such, I guess, a versatile item, and it takes flavors very well. But I don't know, I just really enjoy working with meats and seeing what else I can do with it.
Well, that's excellent. How do you, she mentioned that you were very particular about the selection of meat that you want to work with. You've got kind of a critical eye. How did you learn about that? Or is it just kind of a natural skill you've picked up since you were a kid?
Well, I definitely think it's been somewhat of a skill I've had since I was a kid, but being in the culinary classes definitely kind of honed that skill. But when it comes to, like, certain meats, I tend to look for how much fat is in that piece. Because when it comes to presentation, I don't want too much fat in a piece because it can really throw things off. But usually when it comes to meats, I tend to like a nice blend of fat to meat ratio.
Tell me about that ribeye that you prepared for competition. What flavors did you try to infuse? Or tell me a little bit, give me some of your secrets, Yasmin.
So when preparing the ribeye, it's a basic kind of preparation, but we pat it dry on both sides, and then there's this Chef John seasoning mixture we used on both sides. And then for this year, we seared it in peanut oil for about 4 minutes on each side.
Now, tell me a little bit about your future plans then, Yasmin. Mrs. Lutz was telling me that there's always somebody looking for the next great talent. What are your plans?
I plan to stay in the cooking industry. I've had a lot of thoughts about possibly moving into the private chef aspect of the industry, but I'm kind of just keeping my options open for right now.
Sure, sure. Now, you're a senior. Are you going to plan to attend school, or are you going to try to just, as we say, roll up your sleeves and learn it from the industry side?
I'm probably going to roll up my sleeves and learn from the industry side for a little bit before I think about schooling.
Well, there seems to be strong demand for young people just like you. Very good. That's Yasmin Binion. She's a senior, along with Mrs. Jamie Lutz, the ProStart educator at Badger High School in Lake Geneva. That is, of course, Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council and your beef Checkoff dollars. Recipes, introductions to farms, all kinds of nutrition information available at beeftips.com. Also, thank you to our friends from the Equity Cooperative Livestock for coming along for the ride. Find out more about them at equitycoop.com. Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.